Glory to Jesus Christ. One priest in his reflection shared his experience he had during one class he was given, or lecture he was given to teenagers. And, well, what happened was that after he finished, and still there were like a lot of time left in the class, so he told his teenagers, oh, well, now you can ask me a question, or questions you wish. We have time, I can answer. And the question he got was, why did you become a priest? And he said, oh, this is a great question. And he said, at first, because I love God. And the second, he said, there was one story I heard, and this really moved me to start to think about priesthood. And he told them this story. The story was about a Russian priest. And during communist, he was with many other priests. They put him to prison, tried to somehow eliminate his work. In prison with the worst criminals ever. And he said, this priest heard that there is a very sick and dying prisoner in that wing of prison which served for those sick prisoners, criminals. And he heard that this dying criminal, he is asking for a priest. So he decided to go there, somehow to sneak there. And this criminal who was with him in cell, he said, you are crazy. If they catch you, they will kill you. And he went. Somehow he managed to get there, to hear confession of that man. And on his way back, he was caught. And his guards, they beat him so badly that he almost died. They just dragged him to the cell. And this criminal in the cell, he told him, look, I told you that they will kill you. But then priest answered, yes, but that one will live. That one is safe from eternal death. It's worthy to die for. And then priest said, this is the story about this service and this power to free people from sins. This power which God gives to priests, this was very strong impulse to serve to God in this way, that make souls alive and ready to enter to eternal life. He said, this is what I wanted, why I wanted to be a priest. I wanted to do this. But he got following question or comment from these teenagers. One of them, he said, was that priest so stupid that he believed in hell? And this priest, he said, this question like pierced my heart. And he said he couldn't sleep, and he said, if this young man, this young Catholic, if he doesn't believe in hell, how can he be saved? It is truth of faith. It's teaching which we should follow. And he said, he started to think about this more, and then he realized, actually, this young man, this teenager, expressed what many Catholics live. He said, true is that very rare I meet somebody who would have respect, who would be horrified with thought that he can end in hell. Well, I thought about this, and this was a powerful story I read about this is a reflection that gave me really impulse to think. And yeah, he's right. Are we scared that there might be possibility that we go to hell? That we'll be damned forever? That our life will end forever in that darkness and flames? Do we live with this thought? And you can tell me, well, don't scare. Church should not, it's these times when church scared people with this thought about hell, it's over. Well, I don't know if it is good if it is over. Because remember, if we are not trembling inside over possibility that we can be damned, that we can go to hell, it means one thing, that we don't care about heaven. If we are not scared of hell, it means that we are not interested in heaven too. That we are locked in this world and maybe infected with some kind of this thinking that, well, everybody will go to heaven, that hell is empty. Even if hell exists, so it is empty, nobody is there because God is so good. Yes, but we have to remember, if God is so good as we think, infinitely good, if he is merciful in there is no measure, but true is that he is just too in perfect way. And during each liturgy, we pray in our creed that we expect the return of Christ who will judge everybody. And we should remember not only what is teaching of church, but we should read gospel with open eyes and to listen what God tells us through his word. And on many places he warns us that this is possibility. He talks about heaven as a place which leads through very narrow gate, and only few are finding this gate. And many times, you know, we can say that, well, we know that, but we can say nobody taught us this. Nobody tell us this. Nobody was talking about this. Well, it might be. We can point to many reasons why this our understanding of hell and heaven is weak in our lives. We can point to many things, but well, it will not help us when we will standing in front of our judge, because we are responsible for our lives, and our eternal life, form of our eternal life, will be result of our decisions, of our actions. So what we should do? At first, I think that it will be good for us to follow this thought about eternal life, to think about these eternal things, to think about judgment, to think about these realities which come after our earthly life. And if we want to learn more, we should read Gospels through lenses of this, to be focused, to find all these places when Christ is talking about eternal life. and to stop then there and to meditate over that. The second step should be we should look at saints. And there is no saint who was not afraid of damnation. And because they had this respect or this fear, I would say, that they might slip and to end in hell, help them to be more active in their life and to help them to radical love towards God and became hell. Nobody of those who say, well, there is nobody in hell, everybody will be saved. Nobody of those people became saint. Nobody of those people who preach this wrong teaching was proclaimed saint. Nobody. Only those who carries this understanding of this reality in their hearts. And if God's word touches us, we should somehow do this detoxification to remove all these toxins of false teaching, false thoughts. Because many times we accept those toxins, we accept the thoughts which make easier our life, which doesn't, they don't put stress to our life to keep commandments. Because, look, if we are not afraid of hell, how can we keep commandments? It's difficult. You know, if I don't believe in hell, or if I am thinking that everybody goes to heaven immediately, if I skip liturgy on Sunday, what is that? Nothing. What change it is? If I am in mortal sin and then I go for communion, sure, why not? Even this act puts you to hell immediately if you die, if you do this sacrilege. And there is so many things God gives as a commandments. You know, if we break them, we are losing life. Grace is leaving us. And we are on way to damnation. But if we don't care, if we don't have this understanding of these eternal realities, we would not care. Our conscience would not protest. Our conscience will be sleeping, and these false thoughts will be calming us. You are fine. You are a good person. The rich man from our gospel was not criminal. This rich man was not a bad person. Probably he saw himself as a good person. Maybe others saw him as a good person. But still, something was there which caused that he ended in a wrong place, and he couldn't get from that place to another. Those are serious things. And we have to be serious about our lives. But you know what? If we start to think about this, and if we start to ask God, help me to understand. I really want to go to heaven. Help me. His grace is coming to all those who wants salvation. God's grace comes and helps all those who really are afraid of hell. And His grace will help us to see more clearly not only words God gave us for instruction to our life, but we will see earlier even all those tools He's giving us to grow in holiness and to become heirs of His kingdom. God fights for us all time, but He respects our freedom. Let's give Him permission to act in our souls. Let's take our lives seriously.